Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Shout out to our endlessly talented listeners.
DJ Diesel just used that new Carl Anthony Towns a video of the no-look pass.
The pass. Everybody's seen this,
and they lined it up with the, hey, man. I don't even know what to say about y'all no more, man.
We both reposted it.
I don't even know what to say about y'all no more, man.
Ask and you shall receive, because we said it in the first hour. It's like, look, enough sending us the videos. Yes. We've all seen the Carl Anthony Towns pass. It's very funny. It's right in line with all the jokes we've been making about him for years. Which, by the way, he scored 20 points in the fourth quarter and brought his team back to an Eastern Conference Finals win. So I don't want to bury the lead because he's played really well.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it. Put the Prince audio to it.
Yeah, man. And DJ Diesel got it.
Did it.
Appreciate you so much,
brother. Hey, a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask us some questions during the AMA. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. But we will start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, real quick. The Ava just made it back from the five-day Cancun trip. Randy, I know you like going with the family. The kids side, they divide the south that's grown, the north. Right. It's the biggest resort down on them. But that side is jumping. Uh-huh. Now, Bunk, I saw a lot of people with kids, Lily and Jack, strollers and all that. So it's wide open, man. It's wide open. And that side was really good. But on this one, since everybody want to come up with national this and that day, what would change in y'all day if it was national bring your wife to work day? I ain't going to listen.
Huh.
If it was national bring your wife to work day?
Yeah. So how would the day be different if it was bring your wife to work day?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, first we'd have to actually participate in it.
Yeah.
Because there's national day every day about something, and we usually don't do them.
National something.
But yeah, say we did a bring our wives to work day.
But like bring them to work and them just chill.
Well, that would be impossible. Knowing our wives.
Yes.
3 hours and all these microphones.
Yeah.
At some point they would want to use
remember them. How Miss my wife did the AMA long time ago, and like my wife is not as sportsy as your wife. Like my wife, like your wife is sports. My wife, she'll watch it when I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, she don't know nothing about that.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife's real talky though. Loves
it. And then
loves to talk.
Yeah.
Doesn't mind talking into a microphone either.
But Donna would try to like formulate sports into something else, into an everyday something. And you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Into like picking out rugs.
I think more than anything, and I think like your wife knows this and mine does too, because not only did we work from home for a couple of years, but my wife is in broadcasting. Like a lot of people come and see this and then they're like, oh, that's all you do? Because I think, you know, sometimes you give away like a prize and it's like, oh yeah, and you can go like meet Andy and Randy in studio or Duke Chabelle in studio.
Right.
And it's really fun for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
And then the second segment, they're just like,
that's it?
Oh, I guess they just sit there and talk, huh?
Yeah. What do you think I did?
There's not much else going on.
What do you think we did?
Yeah, we try to, bring the entertainment value through the microphone.
But other than that.
But mostly we're just sitting here.
Yeah. Sitting here chilling and talking.
It is always really funny when people come in studio and how fast they get bored.
Yeah. Like my kids. Like whenever
there's a TV out there.
Can we go sit? Can I go to work with you that? Yeah. Like they actually know. My kids think when they come here or whatever we want to sit in, they think that they're actually going to come and do this.
Do the show.
Yeah, no, she's going to sit your ass back there with Bo. What's that
gonna do? I don't know. And I don't know if they did bring your husband to work day, but I think it would be similarly like, all right, so this is what it looks like, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
What time's lunch?
Sounds good.
Can I go?
404-726-0929 if you want to get on hold to ask some questions. OG Money is in Decatur. Hello, OG Money.
Short and sweet. Why did the SEC get rid of the Eastern Division and the Western Division? I think that format was perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because they went away from the that deciding the conference championship game.
Yes.
They just two best records go to the conference championship game. And I think most of the other conferences did. I think everybody's gotten rid of
Everybody's gotten rid of all that and everything. I still like the division. That was just me. But yeah, it would be something when, you know, especially when the East, or when the East was always dominant, then it became the West was always the dominant one. So yeah, but yeah, they just trying to call it more parity. But going back to something BA said, like, Georgia played all the top teams in the conference pretty much.
Pretty much?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
On the damn road.
Yep, pretty much.
On the damn road last year. You know, and so, I mean, and then obviously they all got to come to Athens this year. But, yeah, I like the East-West part about it. That was my – I never wanted them to go away from it.
Yeah, I think it was fine for the most part.
Yeah.
And then when you got all the new teams and everything sort of shifted and the playoff got bigger and all that kind of stuff, you know, it probably made more sense to have – The two teams with the best record in there, as opposed to a team that might be able to get by on one side of it on an off year or whatever.
Right.
So I understand. It's going to change again, though. Like, that's the thing.
Right.
It's like, whatever it is right now in your conference or in the SEC or whatever team that you root for, this is all temporary.
Yeah.
Like, this is all for now until they get to the final destination of Super Conference. And then I bet they're going to go back to divisions.
They might.
Like, they're going to do this long march to the Super Conference, and then everybody goes back to – and then these are the eight teams that you play annually. And then you mix it up with some of the other stuff. Like, okay, so kind of what it used to be.
When you mix it up, do you go easier or?
So what's interesting is I heard this morning one of the proposals for the 9-game conference is sort of like an NFL model of like strength of schedule from the previous year will play into your next year. So you're not just going to play the same teams every year like it has been.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make it. All right, you've kind of sucked for a couple years. You're going to play the other teams that also kind of suck.
Right.
And then when you get better, then you're going to maybe play the teams in the middle and then in the top or whatever, sort of the way the NFL tries to favor a team that hasn't been very good with an easier schedule. I don't know how easy that would be for the SEC to do, but I get it. Like Mississippi State's going to love that.
Yeah, they're going to love it.
Auburn's going to love that.
Yeah.
We're tired of playing Alabama, Georgia, LSU, all the Florida, all the best teams every single year. It'd be nice to maybe even it out a little bit, which I don't know. I don't know if they can do that. But here's the thing. Don't get too married to any of it.
Yeah, because it's all going to change.
Here's what you do need to get married to, though. 404-726-0929. We need some callers to ask us some questions for the AMA. Here's Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
Man, I got one question but a quick little backstory. So that whole good night, sweet dreams, I got hit with that two nights ago.
They got you.
I bet cousin, you didn't like my, that very much.
Nah, not at all, man. My cousin called me. He's Jamaican, so you know we Jamaican. He like, yo, what's going on? He tell me, I'm walking to the shower with my towel in my hand, and I just so happened to pick up. He like, bro, I've been calling you every night. I know you don't answer your phone after 10. But he was explaining to me, so he's like, yo, I just want to tell you good night, man. Sweet dreams, bro. Like, you know, whatever. I'm like, yo, I think you need to stop smoking, bro. Like, what's going on with you calling my phone about good night, sweet dreams? So I'm losing my mind. I'm like, your wife hearing you tell me this, bro, you tripping? So he like, bro, just chill. I just want to tell him, like, man, don't tell me. You should have told me in your mind, bro. Don't call my phone. So I'm like, bro, this is why I don't answer my phone this late. Y'all with this weird stuff.
Bro. Yeah, man. But that's Zach Rabbit.
Man. Now, to tackle the whole saying goodbye thing, I don't do the whole bye. I don't do the whole bye-bye thing. These days, it's like, I'm going to hit your phone. Or if it's somebody important, we'll talk soon. I can't remember the last time I had a proper goodbye. But my question for the real question is, how long you guys think OKC can keep this thing together? Because they're going to have to pay these people soon. Mm-hmm. What you think they window up?
Oh, man. I think because they're still all homegrown. And, like, because Shea is eligible for the super max, right?
And he is going to get it.
And he's going to get it, and he better take it. Now, I know I saw some crap, and I still can't believe that this man gave up $100 million. Talking about Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to give $100 million. 100 man. 100 M's. All right? I don't see how nobody else is going to do that. Now, the thing with them is Jalen Williams, he's going to get a contract, but I don't think it's going to be a max, even though he did make All-NBA, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Is he eligible for Supermax? For a max?
I think he's eligible for all of it.
Okay. So there's the rub right there.
Yeah, now you can't give him the same thing Shea gets because I don't think you can have two guys
you can't
and make that work. But.
Yeah, and now it's still OKC, small market, all those different things. But I think as long as they got Shea, they can build around Shea. Chet's still a young player on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, they got a couple first-rounders that nobody knows that doesn't play. I mean, they got – now, Luke Dort and some of those guys might have to go.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
But they got other young players.
You're going to lose the really, like, high-level role players.
Yes.
Like Luke Dort or whether – I don't know if it's
Cason
Wallace or – you know, they have Alex Caruso right now because they were able to make a trade to get him. You're probably not going to be able to build out the – I don't know. How many guys down the pecking order is that? the fifth, sixth, seventh guys, you're probably not going to have that level of guy there like you do right now. But that's the thing about Oklahoma City that everybody said all year. I know nobody pays attention to them because they're in Oklahoma City and it's a regular season in the NBA, but like they're the deepest team in the NBA.
Yes.
And that's what makes them – one of the things that makes them so good. They also have the best player in the NBA.
Yes.
And when you have that guy – and you're deep like that, then you can do this. And Jalen Williams is a star.
And they defend like nobody's business.
Man was an all-star, and he scored 34 points last
night. And they defend like it's nobody's business, Monk. Like, they get up in you, and they are a pressure ball club, man.
I feel like the NBA, though, is probably about to be a little bit more like the NFL in terms of you're not going to be able to keep your group together the way that you had been previously because of the new CBA. But if you have in the NFL, superstar quarterback, the NBA, if you have an MVP candidate or a winner, then your window's open. Like, you got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, your window's open.
Exactly.
Just is what it
is. Exactly. Exactly. When you got one of those guys.
The Nuggets window is still open.
Yeah, they got Joker.
Because they have Joker.
Yeah, you just got to retool and do some things around it.
Exactly.
But you got Joker.
Yeah.
You're going to always be in the hunt with him. That's but
this group's window is probably 2 years.
How is that different than Giannis in Milwaukee?
Well, he wants to leave. That's how it's different.
He wants to leave?
Yeah. So it seems like he wants to leave and he's polite.
Yeah. All right, guys. I know what I said.
You know.
For life. But.
Because why else would they be talking about exploring whatever?
But this is going to be like the Myles Garrett thing. Like, all right, Myles.
Could be.
Can we meet with you for a second, man?
Could be.
All right, give us a seat. All right.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right, though. They have Giannis, their window's open.
Yeah.
You just got to put the right things around him.
Exactly.
And they tried with Dame. It hasn't worked. Same thing with, you name it. There's a handful of guys in the NBA that are like that. But that's what it's going to take. You have to have one of those guys in order to build around. And if you don't, then you're various different types of not going to win a championship. Bray is in a van. Hey, Bray.
What's going on, man?
Hello.
I always got a question. Do y'all gamble? Because I remember listening to y'all Friday, and y'all mentioned about if Ronald hits a home run in his first at bat. And I listened to the show on Saturday. I can't remember who exactly said it, but they said the prop bet was 4,500 to 1 if he hits a home run, and 45,000 to 1 if he hits it on the first pitch. And I was just thinking, like, y'all would have been some rich guys.
God almighty.
$50 to $25 on that.
Yeah, bro. I think the numbers might have had your numbers a little off there, but I think the numbers were good.
Yes.
Certainly to bet on Ronald Acuña to hit a home run on the first pitch.
Yes.
You would have had pretty good odds on that.
Yes.
I said I was gonna.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess to answer the main question, do we gamble? Not a lot.
No, I don't. I gamble certain times, certain places. That's it.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I make bets with people. And outside of a casino in Vegas, I don't really gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my wife like to put aside like $100 or whatever at the beginning of the college football season, and then every Saturday pick a game.
Yeah.
And then if we do good, kind of build throughout the year.
Right.
Last year we did well. 2 years ago we did terrible. 3 years ago we did well. And like that, but not a lot. Not a lot. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on? I got a question for you, Randy. So when you came out of college, when you got drafted, if you had to still have your number, what's the highest amount you would have paid to have your number if somebody else had your number? And number two, what's one rule in sports that you would change?
Thank you, Derek.
There's no amount of money that I would ever pay to wear a damn jersey number. Let's call that what it is. There is no amount of money. For me to pay for a jersey,
You got to really want it.
There's no number that I really wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they gave me 81 like before my rookie year training camp. I was 48 the whole offseason. And then, obviously, Torrey Holt was 81 in St. Louis. I was going to ask. I was messing with him. I called, hey, man, let me get that off you. And then I got to the Chargers. Some dude had 81. He didn't matter. North took it from him, gave it to me. So I didn't have to buy that. I didn't have to buy it then.
He's got jacked.
Yeah, he's got took his number.
The rule I would change is I would get rid of the December transfer portal.
Yes. There's nothing
more. I'm in alignment with Kirby.
Yeah. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It is total chaos.
That's the rule I want to get rid of.
And I would get rid of the NFL having a hard cap. I just want to see Jerry Jones spend everything
just
he has.
Just let it rip, huh?
Just let it rip. I want to see Jerry. I want to see who's the big dog.
I would also install a hard bottom in baseball so they have to spend something.
Oh, I like
salary floor is what other people call it.
Yeah.
I like to call it a hard bottom.
He's like hard bottom.
Well, you said, you know. Yeah.
So, that threw me off right there.
Yeah, give me a firm bottom in Major League Baseball. And get all these cheap-ass, bum-ass owners out of here.
Get them out of here,
you
too.
You can't do it.
Yes, get them out of here.
If you can't do it, then go do something else. You know?
There's a lot of stuff you can do with that Billy that you're gonna get that somebody's gonna give you for that.
You're gonna get $1 billion and you live in Pittsburgh. Yes. Buy a bridge, you know?
Buy a bridge.
Buy yourself a bridge.
And some
pierogies and keep it moving.
That too.
Yeah. You'll enjoy yourself. Just give it to somebody who wants to win. All right.
Because there's plenty of those.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
You know the line for somebody to buy a sports team?
What?
I bet the line to buy a sports team is like long as hell. To buy some of these sports teams. I bet there's somebody out there to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll buy it.
Hidden humidity makes people's cowards, whatever that meant. I put the coward part in there. And they're going to start banning gum in the element.
Yeah, we had a tough gum situation yesterday. I should have known better. The College Softball World Series is for big girls.
Yes, you did say that.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Carl Anthony Towns did something so soft that Randy had to invent a new word, softsy. Major League Baseball needs a firm bottom to get the owners to spend more money.
Yeah, tighten that thing up.
Yeah, we all would like to see a hard bottom. Don't say bye-bye anymore.
I'm working on
it. You can say what you want to say.
No, but I've thought this myself. Yeah. Wasn't – no one else is influencing me on this one. I've thought to myself – because I've talked to, like, our boss on the phone. Be like, all right, Rick, bye-bye. Yeah. You're not going to get a raise like that.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.